morning. Good morning. This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, cutting back all the briars and the bushes and the brambles that clutter up your heart, that the Word of God may come in there and dwell richly in your heart. And that's what we do here. We go out in the forks of the creek, in the bend of the creek, in little country churches, on the side of the road, in the brush arbor, wherever we can find two or three gathered together. And now we have this great opportunity here to use the radio. We here have the opportunity to use the internet. Many of you folks who hear us now can pick us up on the internet there. They call it streaming, and it's www.wlno.com. Our Sunday service is here at the broadcast locally over our local station here. You can hear those from 10 till 11 every Sunday morning, then 11 to 12, the worship hour. I'll be here with you bringing you God's message, old-time, old-fashioned gospel message, setting forth how God saves a sinner. And then you can hear the Trailblazer over www.wlno.com every morning, Monday through Friday at 8:45 Central Standard Time. On your internet there, I wish you wouldn't write me, let me know you're hearing it. We're bringing you a series of messages now, have been, on blood redemption. And we were looking there at Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He did provide. He provided a sacrifice for me and a sacrifice for you if you come to him. But we're looking today at blood on the doorpost. Doesn't that whet your appetite to hear this story about the blood on the doorpost there where the Lord delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt? Oh, if we could just spend a month there speaking about how Jacob and his 70 souls came down to Egypt. They were starving. There was a famine in the land. And the Lord had blessed and sent Joseph, his son, there many years before. And they'd found favor in Pharaoh's sight. And all of those things had happened. And 430 years. But let's not get ahead of ourselves this morning. But let's listen. Oh, listen. In our last study, we told you how Isaac was saved by a substitute. Someone asked the preacher the other day, do you believe in the substitutionary death of Christ on the cross? And listen. And he said, do you believe in that? And finally the preacher raised his head and he said, it depends on what you mean. And he got up and walked off. He didn't know a thing in the world. That preacher had been sitting under some modernistic teacher who had blown all the truth out of the God's Word. And listen, most of our Sunday school literature now, our modernism, our theological seminaries, the professors are saying, well, I just don't know how much of the Bible you can believe. And then when our children were in school, the teacher said, well, we came from a monkey and we evoluted and all of that stuff. And I sent word back to them that maybe your family hung from their tail. Listen, mine may have hung by the neck from a rope, but they didn't hang from their tail by a limb on a tree. Now, my friend, we need to blow that thing out of the water. There's no such a thing as evolution. There's no such a thing as a Big Bang. I saw a little excerpt in the paper, the other religious magazine the other day. Some preacher said, well, if there was a Big Bang, who lit the fuse? Now, you think about it, my friend. Listen, I didn't come from a tadpole. No, sir. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created. Get me all stirred up here this morning. I'm tired of this modernism. I'm tired of this easy-believingism junk. I'm tired of our folks being duped. I'm tired of our children being invited in at 5, 6, 7 years old to trust Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus and then live like hell the rest of their life and go out into eternity lost. I'm tired of error, my friend. And we sit here day after day and stand here day after day exposing error. And that's what we're doing day by day. Would you like to help me with the broadcast here? I have folks write me and say, Trailblazer, I hadn't heard anyone preaching like you have in 40 or 50 years. But would you help me send this broadcast out in a greater portion, in a greater way across this nation? We're on 25 stations now, I believe, with the Trailblazer broadcast up and down the East Coast and up into Tennessee and Arkansas and Cincinnati, Ohio. But, my friend, we could blanket this nation if some of you would sit down and say, Pastor, I want to send you so much money a month. It costs money to send these broadcasts out, my friend. It costs money. Some stations $55, $60 for 15 minutes. You think about it. You say, ooh, does that cost that much, preacher? It sure does. And that's why I can't be still. I can't tell jokes and funny stories. I have to preach the gospel. I hear these fellas on the radio. I know what they're paying for radio time, and then they're telling silly jokes. But I'm telling you, my friend, except you repent, you're going to hell. But listen, we're bringing this story now, or this series on blood, the blood redemption. And listen, we see what we're reaping. We see what our religious circles have come to. We are sowing the wind, reaping the whirlwind. Listen, what has a preacher got to offer a poor lost sinner? Not one thing. No hope, no Christ. The modernists don't have anything. Listen, my friend, this morning I want you to listen. The subject is blood on the doorpost and how God delivered or brought Israel forth from the land of Egypt, from the land of bondage. How did he do that? By blood and by power. Listen, my friend. Would you like to have a copy of these messages on the Trailblazer broadcast? You can. They're all on tape. If you'd write me, I'll send you a listing of them. We put 4 15-minute messages on 1 60-minute cassette tape, and we sell them for $3 postpaid. For 430 years, the children of Israel had been slaves in Egypt under the bondage of Pharaoh. This was a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph. The time of deliverance had arrived. It had been prophesied. And listen, you know, it's a marvelous thing when the time of deliverance comes. I see my folks here, many of them, been under what they call conviction for many years. But it's time for deliverance, folks. I tell them time after time, it's time to trust the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to get honest with the Lord. It's time to lay yourself out before the Lord. Time is slipping away. Day by day, it's slipping away, my friend. And listen. The Lord God had raised up the deliverer and had him in training for 80 years. Now, who was that? Moses. Old Moses was in the courts of Pharaoh for 40 years. As his adopted child, an heir to the throne, and then 40 years in the wilderness. I like to think about old Moses. You know, we think of him as an old, stoop-shouldered, white-haired old man, maybe with a shepherd's crook on his arm. But no, he was there in the courts of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's daughter had plucked him out of the water and taken him into the courts of the king there and trained him up in the way of how to run the country. And he was the second in line to a Pharaoh. He was. He stood to inherit the throne of Pharaoh. But listen, what happened? The Lord had touched his heart. And he was not willing. He was not willing to go off into that kind of life. But listen, then he left there and went into the wilderness 40 years after having trying to vindicate one of his fellow men. And listen, he went there in the wilderness as a shepherd. So Moses the deliverer had been prepared 40 years. He who refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, stood there at the burning bush where he met Jehovah God, the great I Am. There he received his commission to deliver the children of Israel from the Egyptian bondage. The Lord God of heaven said to him, I have heard the cry of my children. I have heard their groaning. I have remembered my covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and I'm going to deliver them and carry them back to the land that I promised Abraham your father. Listen now, if you go back and read Exodus chapter 3, you'll get a greater picture of that. Moses, God's chosen leader, returned to his people there in Egypt. Gathered all the elders of the children of Israel together and told them the day of deliverance had come. You know, sitting here, listen, as it's old Trailblazer, as a pastor of this grace assembly, I can cry out, ever awakened sinner, deliverance has come. And Exodus 4:31 says, and the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Now, my friend, I've come here this morning with a message from God's Word, directly from the throne of God. He's telling me, go forth, Pastor. Go forth, my child, my messenger, my ambassador. He's saying this to every true God-called preacher. Go forth, and tell my people. Oh, listen, let's get this picture. Here they were, living in the land of Goshen. There was a blessing there. When Pharaoh asked Moses about his people, Moses said, well, they're farmers, they're cattlemen. And he gave them the land of Goshen, separated them, separated them from the idols of Egypt there. But they were there in Goshen. 3 million Jews. Now things had changed. Pharaoh had gone on. And they were under bondage. They were making bricks. They were making bricks out of straw and mud and mortar. And they were looked upon as slaves. And in the sight of the Egyptians, they were bond slaves, just cattle mortgages. But God said, I love them. They're my people. They're my people. And I'm going to deliver them. Moses is my chosen one. And I'll lead them. I'll deliver them. And I'll bring them out of Egypt back to the land that was that I had given them through my servant. I'll bring them back. I'm going to bring them back. Now, my friend, do you take God's word as it is? Do you just sit down and read God's word? I know when the Lord brought me here as a pastor of this church, I didn't know what he had in store for me. But I reading in God's word one day, came across that verse. He says, I'll be with you. Certainly I'll be with you. And I have it hanging over my desk here in my office, that great text there in Exodus. Certainly I'll be with you. And he has been with me all these days that I've been here, day after day, day after day, bringing the message here, bringing the message, getting out the gospel, administering the offices here, radio mission, all of the radio broadcasts, the Voice of Truth broadcast on some 40-odd broadcasts every Sunday across this nation, the Trailblazer on some 20-odd stations every week, Monday through Friday, plus all the printing in the bookstore and their storehouse and the mission places that we have scattered across South Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama. And it's a gracious work, my friend, but the Lord has given me the strength. He's given me, just like he gave Moses, the boldness to go stand before Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And I stand here today over this great radio station, over these radio ether waves. I stand here and I command Satan to let my people go. I do. I stand in the face of Satan week after week. I know that he's an intimidator. I know that he's a great old imitator and the intimidator. And he sits here in this studio with me and telling me to tone down the message, Pastor. You're going to run off your good givers. You're going to offend some poor soul. But let me tell you, folks, if the message does not offend you, I'm not doing my job. There is an offense to the message of Christ. Folks don't want it. Folks won't have it because they're steeped in sin. They're steeped in worldliness. They're steeped in the pleasures of sin, and they love it. They love where they are, and they love what they do, and they're happy. Two-car carport, two-car garage, and a boat, and a hacienda somewhere in the mountains, and a condo on the beach, and folks love it, and they love their nightlife and their party life, and there's not one in a thousand that's seeking Christ. There's not many. Someone asked the Lord one day, are there few that be saved? Are there few that be saved? And I tell you, there's few being saved. There's few, one here and one there. And how it blesses my heart when the Lord saves one here and one there. Picks one out, opens his heart, shows him that he's lost, and then gives him grace to trust the Lord. You know what salvation is, my friend? It's a deliverance from sin. It's not joining some church. It's not being the head of the BYPU or the RAs or the GAs or leading the choir or singing. No, it's not none of those things. Listen, when the Lord saves a poor old sinner, all he knows is two things, what a sinner he is and what a Christ Savior is, what a Savior Christ is. That's all I know. I don't know anything else. I'm just the ignorant old fool, but I know the Lord. Do you know the Lord? Do you know him? Can you look up at night as you lie on your bed there in the cool, good, soft bed that the Lord has provided for you? You say, oh, I worked hard. No, the Lord gave you the breath. But can you lay there and say, thank you, Lord? Can you do that? Can you take your Bible in your hand, thumb through it, and find those precious promises and put your name down there where he says, I'll never leave you? He says, Trailblazer, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, Trailblazer, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Oh, listen, remember my mailing address. It's the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Would you pray for me? Mother, would you pray for me? Dad, would you pray for me? Just sit down and write me. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.